Blog Talk Radio.
Like I said, I don't have anything by way of announcements too much
other than that, we are headed, we are in here, we're in Lent. And matter of fact, you know, we got the Resurrection Sunday will be the third Sunday in this month, which will be on the 17th. And like I said, y'all know that Christianity would not be. If there's no resurrection, there is no Christianity. Y'all know that. So we just looking forward to celebrating that particular Sunday as well. Now, that is one Sunday we all should celebrate if you are a Christian. It's the Resurrection Sunday. So we're looking forward to that. Matter of fact, I will be in my home church. Hopefully this Sunday, we went full time. Back some time ago, we went full time. Last year in July, matter of fact, it was on July 4th. Hey, that's Sister Jack. Glad to see you made it in tonight. And we went full time. And I will be in my home church this Sunday, if the Lord say so, in Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, where I am a deacon, and I serve as a minister of music as well. So we kind of the privilege, and my pastor is the Reverend Christopher Wheaton, and we try to do our business straight from the hip at Antioch. We do what we can. Like I said, there's always room for improvement within an organization and with anybody. Don't ever think that you got it all figured out, because you don't. You always got room for improvement. And I just want everybody to know that. And so that's really basically about all the church announcements we have, because like I say, all of you know that we still in a pandemic, even though some of the people don't act like it. But we still in one. And a lot of people still haven't went like church. They doing everything else, but they still ain't going to church. So, you know, we ain't going to bother that either, but that's another Bible study. But at any rate, we're going to let the technology work for us tonight. And I got a special subject matter that I'm going to deal with tonight. One that I got from my cousin of mine years ago. And he showed me this in the Word. And I never forgot it. I never forgot it. Y'all, we are supposed to be Christians. And if you say that you've been born again, y'all don't want to do better. Now, I ain't talking about working for salvation, because ain't nothing you can do about that. But faith without work is dead. In other words, we need to be doing what Jesus said to do. Now, if Jesus told us to do something, we need to, at all costs, try to do it. Now, tonight, we're going to let the technology work for us, and I will be from the book of Colossians. I will be coming from the letter of Paul to the Colossians, the third chapter. And I'm going to let it read a few verses, and then we will go from there. If I had to pen a song, so Jack, I remember you was telling me you said something about the Near the Cross that you were working on. Good job. But the song that I'm going to reference tonight is called, because of my, it ties in with my subject, is Let There Be Peace in the Valley. That's because it's going to tie in with my subject and what I'm going to try to teach on tonight. And so we're going to go right here. We're going to go right ahead on into the Colossians 3rd chapter, 1st verse, and we're going to let the technology work for us, and then I'll come back after the reading of the scripture.
Colossians 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk some time, when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is...
Amen. Amen. All right. We thank God for the reading of his holy word. And there's a statement in all of this where we see, well, Paul is describing all the filthiness of the flesh and stuff, fornication and concupiscence and all of that. But there's something in there that I think a lot of us miss. A lot of us miss. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it myself if I can see it. And this is what it says here. He says in verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. And from that, that's what I want to talk to y'all a little bit tonight about. And if y'all listen to this, be very careful. Think about it. I'm going to give a couple of examples. But if you just think about it, it will help you a whole lot in dealing with all this nonsense that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Now, because let me tell y'all something. Ain't none of us is exempt from trouble. Come on now. Come on. None of us. All of us have trouble. But let the peace of God rule in your heart. In other words, let peace be your umpire. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Let peace be your umpire. Now, I'm going to tell you how to do that, y'all, in case you don't know. I'm going to tell you how to do that. My cousin, I got a cousin in this area, pastor of a church here in this local area where I am right now. He's pastor of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. His name is Reverend Michael J. Walker. That's his name. I'm Ernest J. Walker. He's Michael J. Walker. And he also, if I'm not mistaken, I think my cousin have a church in the Americas, Georgia area, somewhere in that area over there. Nice church, big church, nice church. He teaches me every time I'm with him, we talk about it. You got some great people there, great membership. But at any rate, at this particular time, Reverend Walker, he was a pastor up there. He's still a pastor up there in New Hope, right here in Sheldon. New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And he was also the pastor at that time down at what used to be one of my churches. It was his church, too. I played there as well. I played for him at New Hope, and I played for him at Mount Calvary. And during this time, y'all, I was involved in a whole lot of stuff. That was before I had any illnesses. I was strong. I was healthy. I didn't know what being sick was. But at any rate, at that particular time, I was involved in a lot of things. And it was some things that I was trying to make decisions on, and I was having some difficulty. And so my cousin told me one night, we was getting ready for a choir rehearsal up there at his second Sunday church, New Hope. And me and him, he would come by and get me at night, and we go up there for the rehearsals. And I know we'll get it. He said, "Cub," he said, "Now you say you were dealing with some stuff that you had your unease with something, ain't you?" And I told him, then he started laughing. He started laughing. He said, "I tell you what, Cub." He said, "Now, I'm going to tell you how you can deal with that." He said, "Let peace be your umpire." And I looked at him, and I'm like, "Well, I've heard that before from the Bible. Yes, I've heard the scripture. But like I said, you can hear something, but yet it don't register with you." Reverend Walker told me, he said, "Cuz," he said, any time that you're trying to make a decision about whatever it might be, if you are confused about it, if you are uneasy about it, then that's not God. He's of course, when you got the right answer, you can know what God is telling you because you're going to have peace. That's exactly what he told me. So now when you get the peace, then now your answer, you know that's God. Because God is not the author of confusion. And that night, I thought about that all that night. Of that new hope that night, and me and him coming on back. And so that particular Sunday, I had to let him know that he was absolutely right, without a doubt. Because when I involve God, you see, we be trying to do things on our own strength, with our own understanding. But see, the Bible done told us that too. You don't lean on your own understanding, but you trust in God. And in all your ways, you acknowledge him. You see what I mean? So that's what Reverend Walker was telling me. Let peace be your umpire. Now, y'all, if you don't know what an umpire is, I don't think you are American. Oh, yeah. If you don't know what an umpire is, I don't think, hey, Jennifer, good to see you, sister. Good to see you. Glad you were able to make it. Thank you for showing up. And Reverend Walker told me that. And if you are an American and you don't know what an umpire is, something wrong with you. But an umpire is that man that stands behind the catcher in baseball. And he calls the balls, strike, and out. And whatever the umpire say, that's rule. That's it. You can't go to umpire. So when we say let peace be our umpire, that means that whenever we get that peace, that's your answer. You know that come from God because God is not the author of confusion. So my brothers and my sisters tonight, if you are dealing with any kind of issue, or trying to make a decision about something. I don't care what it is. It ain't got to be in the church, y'all. Everything ain't about the church, y'all. Everything ain't about the church. I know I wish it could be that way, but it's not. Life happens. There are other things that are going on in this world besides church. But whatever it is that you are dealing with, and if you got a decision to make, all you got to do is seek the peace. Whatever that is, decision you're trying to make. Now, if you're trying to do something and you don't have no peace with it, honey, don't do it. That's not God don't want you to do it. See, if you ain't got peace, that means you better leave that alone. How many of us, I'm just saying what I'm saying. How many of us have had and got ourselves in bad situations? How many of us have been in deep water, bad marriages, because we wanted what we wanted and we didn't seek the peace of God? All right, I shouldn't have to say no more. when we seek the peace of God, the answer, that peace is your answer. Okay, so I've never walked over. Jennifer, you know my cousin. I know you know him. You know Reverend Michael Walker. And it was something else me and him discussed. Right around the same time, during this time when I was trying to make this decision, when it came up about gift giving in the church, you know how we do the gift. We got certain people we buy gift up when come Christmas time, and you know what I mean. And everybody, you know, if you got a leader, you got a pastor, whether it be a male or female, it don't matter. And if you ought to want to do something for them at that special occasion, you ought to want to do it. Reverend Walker told me something at that time that really shed it over my eyes and something else. He said, if a person got to be made to do something, you shouldn't want it. I mean, if a person cannot give you a gift free willingly from their heart, you shouldn't want it. I thought about that thing for a long time when Rev told me that. And then when I thought about it, the more I thought about it, the more sense it made. I would rather have Jennifer give me a cupcake from her heart than for somebody to give me $1 million with a frown on their face. You understand what I'm saying? Because they didn't want to do it in the first place. Okay, somebody else told me about it. So you can get a lot of nuggets from people if you just stop trying to run your own game and listen to counsel. There's safety in counseling. Another thing Reverend Walker told me, when he comes talking about these people that walk around here digging ditches for folk, he said, Ernie, don't worry about it. He said, because you know what? You got to be in the ditch to dig it. So, you know, when you digging a ditch for somebody, you must ain't looked at yourself. You already in that ditch. Those are three nuggets that I got. And y'all, like I said, those are the peace of God and the thing that we do. And social media have not made this no easier. And I will say this much, and I'm quite sure some of you in here tonight can agree with this, because I'm quite sure you have seen it. You got certain people on social media that no matter what you put up there, Jennifer, it don't make no difference what you post on Facebook. You got some people that ain't going to never say nothing about it. They'll never put a comment on if something you post. But not what they post, they expect you to run through the page putting likes and all that there. People, let me tell you something. The Bible says, we reap what we, if you don't want to do nothing for nobody, why in the world are you expecting somebody else to shower you down with all that stuff? You don't want to give nobody no credit but yourself. And you don't want, I mean, you see my picture I posted up there, but you fail to say anything about mine. Why? You don't want to give me the man the benefit of a doubt. But now you want somebody to come in there and say a word about yours. And then you got people that are close to you that are supposed to be. And you expect them to give you a little respect. But guess what? They don't. They don't give you a bit of respect. Guess what you do with that? Same peace. Be at peace with it. Let it go. You can't make a person like you. I don't care how much you try. You cannot make people like you. In other words, if you put up a picture of a lion or a tiger or a bear, oh my, whatever you put up there, if somebody that you know, and most time it'll be family, they got certain one that they got certain people. In other words, Reverend Jennifer, you know, because you know what I'm talking about. You're a sister. You know. Reverend Johnson used to say, and you know I'm telling the truth, General. Reverend Johnson said we got pick and choose. See, we got our pick and choose. You know, I'm going to say something about this, but I ain't going to say nothing about that. We ain't going to say nothing about that. In other words, now you don't become a judge of people. You don't become a judge. Jesus don't like that either. Nevertheless, let the peace of God. And the way I do it, y'all, I don't throw out the baby with the bad water. There's a lot of stuff on Facebook that I don't agree with. But guess what? I don't own Facebook. I just do what I'm going to do, and I go on. I'm not up there worrying about because somebody didn't like my picture. Man, if you're going to get like that, you're going to forever be upset. You're going to forever be upset because people are not going to let you live it down. Some people could care less. You are not on everybody's agenda. You got to realize that. You're not in everybody's inner circle. Some people don't know nothing about you. And so that I don't look for nobody that don't know anything about me, but I got a criteria. Now, my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to have to cut this video off. I got a criteria that I use when it comes to choosing friends and contact of this social media. Now, this is what I do. I still let the peace of God rule. Now, male and female. Now, first of all, if you contact me, want to be a friend of mine, I want to know why do you want to be my friend? Why is it that you want to be my friend? I want to know that first. Have you seen any of my videos? Have you heard any of my Bible studies? Is this the reason why you want to befriend me? That's number one. Male or female, it don't matter. That's number one. I want to know why you want to be my friend. Number two, second criteria I look at what kind of media that you send me. Now, if you send me a song near the crowd like Jackie did in the message the other day, the other morning, that's one thing. But female sending me a picture of her, and I see more of her body than I do clothes, then see, that lets me know right there not to go there. See what I mean? Let the peace of God use common basis, common sense. You ought to know right there. And this go for y'all females too. If a gentleman send you anything like that, and out of the way pictures and stuff like that to you, asking to be your friend, you should delete that mess right there and go on about your business. Because you know he ain't up to no good. Same thing with a female. If I get a whole bunch, I got a bunch of contacts right now that want to be to my friend. But they still up there deleted. Why? Because they didn't come to me right. Don't come to me in a bikini. I don't know nothing about you. If you want me to help you musically, put on some clothes and let's sit down at the keyboard and let's have some fun. And we can do that. But if you coming to put on a bikini, you ain't coming to me to love. You up there, you got ulterior motives. That's using your basic common sense, people. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. This is how come we get ourselves in a lot of mess. We could stay out of a lot of stuff, but we would just use basic common sense. Everybody's not going to endorse you. Get over that. Everybody's not going to like you. I don't care if it's family. Family members don't like each other either, y'all. I know it's hard to swallow, but Jesus said this. He said your own enemy were going to be right there in your own household. So, y'all, let the peace of God rule in your life. And I want to say tonight, and Jennifer, I was so glad you were able to make it. And God knows I am. Like I said, you are a sister. Y'all, Jennifer Fairbanks here, that's a sister of mine. I know her mom and her dad very well. And member Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, which I can still consider her to be a member of Mama Year. And her mom is the head of the usher board at Antioch at this present time right now. And she's also a deaconess. Her mom name's Al Josie Mert. So I just wanted to let y'all know how a man, you and Jack, that because I know Bonnie knows you. And so, Jennifer, we are giving you a shout out tonight. And we know your family very well known family. And so we just thank God for you. And hopefully that you can make it again. And y'all remember, let the peace of God rule in your heart. And use basic common sense and realize that everybody is not going to like you. You might as well realize it now. It ain't about who don't like you. Don't let that stuff bog you down. You pick it up, dust yourself off, get you some new friends, and go on. That's what you have to do. So right here, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these people. Henceforth, now, forevermore, let the church say, amen. And God bless each and every one of y'all. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. Same place, same time. Peace and good night. Oh, boy. Yeah, I was trying to give it like I got it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now, my man still typing me, telling me about what he's doing at that church. Somebody, but it ain't none of his concern, but every time you look, turn around, you're running by now. If it ain't none of your concern, leave it alone. You that keep talking about it ain't none of your concern, but every time they want you, that you go running out there in the way. Let them folks do what they got to do and you spend your ass out the way. You say it's not your concern, which it ain't. It didn't stop being your concern when they had told me to move my stuff out of the way. That was the end of it for me then. That would have been it for me then. Some people, they can't got good sense. Oh, Lord, he's typing some more. Oh, boy. My Lord. I'm gonna try to lay my butt down tonight. I told you that this evening. I should be able to lay down. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Oh boy. Oh boy, boy, boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. About time for me to turn in. I'm going to turn in a while. I told you that stuff at the well, but I've been telling you that stuff at the well. That's what I've been telling you. It had the well. Oh, Lord. Oof.
Hey, this is Joe from Personas. In this video, we're going to talk about different ways you can organize your plugins inside Studio One. When I first learned how to do audio and recording and mixing, this was the way I would access any plugins that I wanted to add during a mix. I would come to the channel, I would click on a button here, and I would go through and find the one that I wanted. Now, what you may not have noticed is just here at the top of this window, we've got a couple of options. We can have different folders. So if I know I want some sort of a dynamic plugin, they all are kind of sorted here together. I can sort by vendor, so I can see which plugin companies, maybe I want that FabFilter plugin. I can come here and find it. Or by type, which is like the type or the format of plugin itself, audio unit, VST, or the stock Personas stuff. So this is here. However, I almost never use this window. I prefer to use the browser for most of my plugins. And if you've watched any of my videos, you've probably seen this already. But if you're new, I want to show you how that works. So how do we get to the browser? There's a button down here on the bottom right-hand side that says Browse. You can click that. If you hover over it, it will tell us that we can press F5 to open the browser. Fun fact, if you press F7, it actually opens the browser to the Effects tab at the top. So the browser, we zoom in here, shows us a lot of different things. You can access and do a lot of things from the browser. Specifically, I want to focus on Pinwheel, the effects and the instruments. We're going to start with effects. First of all, this browser, like most windows in Studio One, you can customize the size of it. So I tend to keep it over here, really small to the side. If you need it to be bigger for whatever reason, you certainly can. First thing I want to point your attention to is the look of the browser itself. So if we click on flat, that just means show me a flat alphabetical list of all plugins I have installed on the system. And as you can see, now they're in alphabetical order. There's no organization here. It's just a flat list. That's fine. One of the things you might notice is over here on the top right-hand side is a show thumbnails button. This is the way I believe Studio One comes by default. So if your plugins come with some sort of a thumbnail,
thumbnail image, like all the Studio One plugins do, they show up like this. And this can be handy just for if you want to visually look and say, yeah, I need red light distortion, and you look and you see the red one there and you drag it onto a track, okay? That's the primary use there. It's just an easier way to see what's going on into your plugins. Kind of a cool way to do it. I've just gotten used to using the list rather than the images, so I typically have this off. The main reason is I know what plugin I want and I know the name of it. I don't necessarily need to see the icon to get there. Also, when I turn this off, I can see a lot more plugins without having to scroll, right? I can see from Flanger down to X-Trim with this view. If I turn the icons on, I can only see from, if I put Flanger on the top, I can only see from Flanger down to Multiband. So there's a lot of plugins I don't see on the screen. Rather than scrolling a lot, I'd rather have as many visible as I want, okay? So the flat list is an option. I prefer, personally, to use a different option. We can't see them all here because the window is small. Remember, I can resize it. So we've got flat, folder, vendor, and type. Same one as I showed you before. I tend to go with vendor because I'm typically thinking, whose plugin do I want? And honestly, 9 times out of 10, probably more than that, probably 95 times out of 100, I'm using a Personas plugin, not because I work for Personas. Well, not only because I work for Personas. I only started working for Personas in late 2019. Prior to that, I used Studio One, and I almost exclusively use Studio One plugins, Personas plugins. Part of that was just I'm a simple guy. I like simplicity. If I have to install extra plugins, I don't like to have to make sure that they're updated. If I just use the Studio One plugins, I know they work, and they're efficient, and they sound good. But also, I don't have to worry about managing all my other plugins. That's not a big deal. It's not a deal breaker. It's just something that that was enough of a hurdle for me to say, you know, I'm happy with the ones that come with Studio One. Because like I mentioned in the last video, we've got things like Fat Channel. And if you're a Sphere member, you unlock all these different compressors and all these different EQs. So you have a lot out of the box to use before going to your third-party plugin. But if you want third-party, go for it. And when you do, that's where this sort by vendor can be handy. If I know, like predominantly my window looks like this. I've got the Personas folder open, and I'm just looking at the list of Personas plugins. So I can grab Pro EQ. I can scroll down and grab VT1, which I really like lately. They're all kind of right here. A little bit of a scroll shows me every Personas plugin. Then if I need another one, like I need Melodyne for some reason, or I want to grab one of these AutoTune plugins, if you haven't seen my AutoTune video, it's kind of fun, or a FabFilter limiter, these are all up here waiting for me. But I typically have them closed because I'm primarily, like I said, using Personas plugins. If that's the way you like to work, that's a handy way of doing it. It sorts by plugins, and that's nice. The other way we can sort is by folder, and this can be handy if you, A, if you have a lot of different plugins, or B, if you're just not sure what each plugin does, and the way your brain works is like, I think I want like a delay. Then you can come here and just look and say, okay, all my delays are together. This is handy. Honestly, even as I'm saying this, I'm considering maybe using this because it organizes them a little more together, which can be handy. Oh. The problem is like if I'm looking for VT1, that to me that's an EQ and a compressor and a channel strip, so I might look under EQ or dynamics before I come down to the mixing category. What's cool about these is they're organized by default. So you can see like the pitch and time, a lot of my AutoTune plugins went in here. Some of the different just tool-based things went here, but we can also create our own folder. So anytime you're in Studio One, especially in something like the browser, if you right-click